Is there a difference to the 85?
A little bit, actually. There really is. I thoroughly enjoyed the matchup yesterday. I think highly of him. He had some good things to say about me, which is going to motivate me to become a better football player. So there's some significance right here in 85.
When did you get that shirt?
You know, I got it about a week ago in hopes that this game wouldn't go, you know, south, and it didn't. So I can wear it today.
What were some of the good things he said about you?
I mean, he just said that, you know, he felt like I was one of the better corners in the NFL, and I just need to keep proving myself and keep working hard. And come from somebody like that, it really meant a lot to me because he's such an elite receiver. So I must continue to work.
That was what he was saying during the game, though, when you guys looked like you were having a little chat.
Yeah, he was. He was actually saying that, you know, during the game. So, I mean, like I said, this is definitely, I have much respect for the guy. He's a great football player.
Is this a weekly deal? I mean, you have an Andre Johnson?
No, just a chat, you know. We'll take it one week at a time with Andre. That's a tough matchup.
What are the stickers? Is that like helmet stickers?
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure, you know. Just do it, Nike, you know, I just going for the 85 here.
Who put those on?
No, they're actually, that's the shirt right here. No stickers, but.
Are you going
to
be upset?
I don't know. I'm with Nike, so let's just roll with that for right now. We're just going for the whole 85. Let's just stay here.
What kind of shorts you got on?
My.
Just shoes.
Huh? Yeah.
You're on pace for 24 interceptions this season. Think you keep that?
Not going to happen. No, man, just trying to make plays for the team. And I've luckily, defensive line has given me some great opportunities to make some plays, and I'm just going to keep contributing any way I can.
If you guys have the lead, though, those numbers are going to be – they're going to go up because, I mean, you're going to get tested.
That's a beautiful thing. You know, hopefully we make the plays on the back end. The defensive line is doing a great job, so hopefully we make the plays on the back end, you know, to spring this football team to big things.
Are you surprised at your early success?
Always. I'm humbled by it, too. You know, I know it's a marathon. You know, these two games don't mean hill of beans, you know, being, you know, leading interceptions in the NFL. That doesn't mean anything. I definitely want to win football games. So if we take those back and I'm playing so-so and we're winning, that's fine with me.
Jeff just said maybe more emphatically than he said before that as long as you're winning and Kerry's playing well, Kerry's the quarterback. What do you think about that personally? What do you think? How do you think the team is?
You know, we're one big family here. So, you know, whoever fills the role, whatever need be, we're just going to stick behind them. And Coach Fish makes those decisions, and we stand behind him totally because he's our coach. So whatever he says, we stand behind it. Sweet.
Cortland, you've been on some teams here where you weren't off to a 2-0 start. In fact, you've never been on one until now.
True statement. You
know, what's the swagger? What's the confidence like for this Titans team?
I think for a defensive, I can speak, you know, for a defensive standpoint, we look forward to a challenge each and every week, man. We're so pumped up and thrilled because we want to be the best defense in the NFL, and we hold each other accountable. Kyle does a great job along with Keith to keep us up, and we know our challenges, and we just got to, you know, stare them in the face and definitely do our thing each and every week because it's a new challenge each and every week.
Yeah, you're at the point where you keep an eye on what the Colts and what the Jags and what other teams are doing yet?
No, not really. You know, I got enough worries in myself being a corner with these elite receivers that we'll just take it one game at a time. But, you know, we want to win the division. We want division games. You know, Houston Texans, that's next in the division. So we definitely want to take care of business.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about the next challenge. I mean, you get Cinco Ocho, and then you get Andre Johnson. That's a rough couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's never easy. You know, I tell you, you know, your defensive line, you know, they had their work cut out for us. The corner, you're always going to have some good receivers. So you got to get in the film room and definitely be ready for this next challenge.
He's physically –
yeah, he's an animal, basically. And it's just something I'm going to have to work on, try to study some film, and try to get, you know, some good things, some good reads on him.
Can you imagine what this week's been like for them? The cancellation of their game and kind of sort through personal stuff?
I can't. That's tough. Definitely. And just the families there in Texas and Louisiana, that's got to be tough, you know. But football is definitely going on, and I guess my thoughts and prayers go out to them, you know, their families and stuff.
Offense. When the defense left out there on the field with the Bengals backed up and playing out in the end zone, how nice, I mean, confidence level there that somebody was going to get to the ball?
Yeah, well, we worked on it. We just, you know, we just put in and we worked on it, and it just so happens it worked. You know, when you work on it, you practice hard enough, it definitely paid off, and Keith made a great play and scooped it up, so it was wonderful.
If talked about it over the years about the when the offense doesn't get anything going, it puts you guys back out there quicker. Teams show up through two games, the offense can kind of sustain some things. What does that really do? I mean, besides give you a little bit of rest, what are you able to do on the sideline when they're out there that long?
I mean, you're able to game plan, you know, in route recognition and see some stuff that they did earlier against you. And I think that's one of the things we got to do against Jacksonville. We saw some of the similar routes in the first half leading to the second half. Same way with Cincinnati. When your offense, you know, keeps the ball, you definitely can do route recognition and just see some of the plays and do some exchanging and motivation, you know, along the sidelines too.
How nice was that set the fourth quarter yesterday, because the offense held the ball quite nicely there on a couple of drives. That helped in those conditions?
Yeah, absolutely. Against an offense like that and those conditions, that helped a lot, because that's a real powerful offense. And, you know, for our offense to hold the ball and keep them off the field was a good thing for us on defense.
Jeff talked about communication being one of the most important.
Well, at first it was a big factor. Nobody could hear anything, checks. You know, we had two people on the sideline signaling. So I think, you know, at first it was really hectic. But I think as the game progressed, you know, we just had eye contact and signals like that, and it really got easier.